From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is set to authorize hefty tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Despite strong criticism from many political allies and business executives, the president is expected to levy 25% fees on steel and 10% on aluminum as early as Thursday. But his spokesman, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Wednesday said exceptions are likely.
And there are potential carve-outs for Mexico and Canada based on national security and possibly other countries as well.
The tariff threat has raised alarms about a global trade war. In Luxembourg, European Council President Donald Tusk counseled against tariffs.
President Trump has recently said, and I quote, "Trade wars are good and easy to win." But the truth is quite the opposite.
He called on politicians on both sides of the Atlantic to act responsibly. Trade wars have rattled global markets. The benchmark U.S. index Dow Jones fell Wednesday. Mr. Trump also tweeted that China has been asked to develop a plan for a $1 billion reduction in its trade surplus with the U.S. Again, White House spokesperson Sanders.
The president's been very clear that he wants to address the trade imbalance that the United States has with a number of countries. He feels like the United States has been taken advantage of for far too long, and he's not going to allow that to continue under his watch.
Meanwhile, the U.S. trade deficit ballooned in January to more than $957 billion. Sierra Leoneans went to the polls to choose a replacement for term-limited President Ernest Bai Koroma, among them Mohamed Mekatu Kuyaya.
Not everybody gets the rights to express themselves democratically. So to have the privilege in itself, I'm actually very, very excited, and I've done my part, as you can see.
16 candidates vying for the top post. This is VOA News. The relentless Syrian bombardment of the rebel-held region of eastern Ghouta has been accompanied by a ground assault that, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, appears to have the objective of cutting the enclave in two. Video taken in the suburb of Duma, uploaded to the internet, showed airplanes overhead and a large cloud of smoke rising over the town of Misrata. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said, absent serious opposition, the Assad regime now has a free hand.
All forces that could have countered its ability to go after East Ghouta are basically uninterested or are fighting with each other. So basically, Assad government has a free hand in doing whatever they want to do.
Nearly 900 civilians have been killed since pro-government forces began their assault in the besieged region February 18th. Meanwhile, in Cairo, the Saudi permanent delegate to the Arab League, Ahmed bin Abdulaziz Qatan, said the Syrian regime does not believe in peaceful solutions. He predicted the eventual division of the country. At the UN, the Security Council called for its February 24 resolution, demanding a 30-day ceasefire to be fully implemented. A top British counterterror official Wednesday said a nerve agent was used against a former Russian double agent Sunday in the southern English city Salisbury. Sergei Skripal, once a high-ranking officer in Russia's military intelligence, and his daughter are reported to be in critical condition. Mark Rowley is the London Assistant Police Commissioner.
This is being treated as a major incident involving attempted murder by administration of a nerve agent.
British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said if Moscow was behind the incident, Britain could resort to sanctions. He referred to the Kremlin as a malign and disruptive state. In Vienna late Wednesday, three people, all members of one family, were seriously wounded in a knife attack in Vienna. A fourth victim was attacked a short while later. The assailant remains at large, the motive unknown. Florida mass shooting suspect Nicholas Cruz was formally charged Wednesday with 17 counts of first-degree murder, which could result in the death penalty. He's also been charged with 17 counts of attempted murder in the February 14 attack at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. Communal violence persists between majority Buddhist Sinhalese and minority Muslims in Sri Lanka, despite a state of emergency. A grenade blast killed one, wounded several others. Authorities have moved to block social messaging networks, which have helped fuel the violence. The 2018 Pritzker Prize was awarded Wednesday to 90-year-old Indian architect Balkrishna Doshi, known for his innovative work designing low-cost housing. He is the first Indian to win the architecture's top prize in its 40-year history. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.